Hello, communitarians, and welcome to The Voice, where we do the same thing we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. This is your fearless leader in Control 88, and I just want to say before we get started, sorry about the unannounced hiatus. This year's pre-holiday season had your fearless leader scrambling to put together the finishing touches on his graduation project, which was, you guessed it, this blog. So thanks to all the communitarians out there whose love and support is getting my ass out of college. Your checks are in the mail. Speaking of mail, just in case you haven't received the emails or seen the TV spots or the YouTube ads, the newest World of Warcraft expansion went live this week. Big deal, right? Besides a few new raid dungeons and a couple of new races, what could there possibly be to look forward to? It's just going to be killing boars in a new setting, isn't it? I'm with you. I feel your pain, or at least I thought I did. Now, I haven't actually installed the expansion yet, but I have been playing the most recent patch, and I can tell you that in my humble opinion, there hasn't been a better time to get back into World of Warcraft, nor a better time to start. Since Clovenhoof already covered the weighty effects of the patch changes for current players, I'll be taking a look at some of the ramifications for beginners. First off, we've got new starting zones. Every race has been given its own specific starting zone, with quests tailored to getting your feet wet in the World of Warcraft. For any players interested in the lore, this gives you the opportunity to get a feel for the way the race you've chosen to play represents itself in the world, and how it fits into the larger framework of the faction you'll be fighting for. Who are the Forsaken? How did they come to join the Horde? What are their desires and aspirations? What are they proud of? What are they ashamed of? Many of these questions will now be answered by questing around within each race's starting area. Speaking of new quests, starting a World of Warcraft character, particularly the first time around, could always be a real buzzkill in the past. The game opens with a brief cinematic describing the epic backstory and grand destiny your chosen race is striving for, then the game hands you control for the first time, and the next thing you know, some statuesque NPC is asking you to grab up all the area's wolf pelts like they're going out of style. This is where the high fantasy concepts associated with the Warcraft franchise run aground into the glacial reality of the MMO playstyle. Grinding, or performing the same monotonous action over and over again for slight rewards, will probably always be a big part of MMOs, at least ones that rely on subscription fees to turn a profit. Fortunately, Blizzard has really lightened the load this time around, doing what looks like their level best to provide a unique and engaging experience. Sure, you'll still have to collect the occasional scraps of boar nostril, but the stylistic touches make it quite a bit more bearable. As I played through the lower level quests, I found that each zone I entered felt more like a contained adventure I could play through from start to finish. I'd introduce myself to the quest giver in charge, low man on the totem pole, struggling to make a name for himself in the Horde, and by the time I'd knocked off all the quests in the area, I was a beloved hero, sent on to serve the Warchief in bigger and better things. Many of the isolated area questlines build towards grandiose endings. For example, the Silverpine Saga ends with you at the head of the Forsaken charge against the Worgen city of Gilneas, and you finish all the quests in the Burning Steps to get the chance to assault the Blackrock orcs on the back of a dragon. From a technical standpoint, Blizzard seems to have accumulated years' worth of hate regarding the quest system and finally implemented needed fixes. Drop rates for quest items seem to have been greatly increased across the board, almost to the point where killing the correct enemy almost guarantees a drop. The classic concept of the dreaded escort quest has also been revamped. Anyone who has ever struggled with a dumb NPC compatriot knows how frustrating it can be trying to keep the morons alive. The new escort quests are an exercise in role reversal. In most cases, they involve a decently strong NPC who seems to be escorting you from objective to objective. The quest lines also seem to be dotted, particularly in the lower level areas, with inside jokes for gamers and WoW players. One undead quest involves becoming a quest giver by sitting on a high-ranking officer's horse. You even get a nifty little exclamation point over your head to attract NPC players who clearly represent the lowest rung of WoW society. This newfound ability for the game to laugh at itself is indicative of a multitude of changes that make for a more beginner-friendly experience. There aren't any new dungeons for lobby grinding as far as I could tell, but it feels as though Blizzard has really tried to make dungeon leveling a feasible option with all the new changes they've made to the system. The Dungeon Finder has existed for a while now, but Blizzard has moved all the quest givers for a given dungeon to a location just inside the entrance. This allows people to get all the quests for a dungeon before kicking off the run, provided they're level appropriate, even if they teleported in using the Dungeon Finder. I think that covers most of the important changes. Some tweaking has also been done with regards to the prices of vital leveling tools like mounts and skills, so that gold is almost never prohibitive now. Another nod to the newbie who doesn't have the time or desire to grind professions. So whether this expansion has you looking at the game for the first time, or just wondering whether it's worth taking the time to level a new character through the content, my recommendation would be to give Blizzard a shot at lighting your MMO fire with this recent freshness injection. All you have to lose is a bit of currency and hours of your life, right? This has been The Voice with InControl 88. Until next time, set your PvP flag to enabled, set your battle cry to For the Horde, and set your homepage to the community.